Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seats with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. It would be weird if I said it that way every time through the whole show. You've been in a lot of movies! UCB Theater, Los Angeles, Tuesday, February 14th, Two Oceans 12. Yeah. Gary Marshall Day, aka Valentine's Day. Since last I spoke, you listened, I went to London to appear on Morgan Spurlock's New Britannia, which should air in the UK sometime in the spring on the Sky Network here in LA. I don't know, maybe someday. While I was there, I took in a few shows in the West End, including Les Mis, Dependable, Matilda, Delightful, and Singing in the Rain, Deplorable. No, not really. It was okay. But it was fun, but basically it was just like watching a stage version of Singing in the Rain, but like without Gene Kelly. So it was like, well, they're doing a good job of pretending to be them. All right, but this isn't Doug Loves Musicals. If you are listening to this on Friday morning, there still might be tickets available for the Doug Loves Movies taping tonight at 7 o'clock at the Tom Lee Music Hall as part of the Vancouver Comedy Festival. That's right, the punks could not run us out of the Tom Lee Music Hall. It's really happening there. And so if you're listening to this in time to come, please do. Hey, Chicago, April 29th, I'm taping Doug Loves Movies, and it's sold out. But if you bring a name tag to my stand-up show at Zany's on April 24th, you could play the Leonard Maltin game and possibly win a seat as a guest on Doug Loves Movies on April 29th. Same deal with Nashville. You can win a seat for the May 28th taping of Douglas Movies at Zany's. If you come to a stand-up show on May 26th or 27th, have a cool name tag, get chosen, win the game. Wow, that's a lot to go through. But if you go through all that, then you can win a seat for the taping on May 28th. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. Fortunately, Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace, in 3D, didn't even land in the top two. Ha ha, fuck you guys. So I wasn't even tempted to see it. Because every week I'm tempted to see the top two movies. Because I really want to bring you guys a Watch This, Not That that comes from a place of knowledge. But then sometimes I see the trailers or I read a little bit about it, and that's enough knowledge to let you know where I'm going to stand. And that's certainly the case again this week. I forgot to say, fuck you, 3D. The number one movie in the country is The Vow, which I pledge to see someday on a plane. And the number two movie is Safe House. No one is safe, no one's house. And so what I'm going to say here is unprecedented, but I'm going to say see The Vow or Safe House, not Star Wars Phantom Tollbooth. This has been Watch This, especially not that. Hey, we've made this horrible movie. Let's release it again and add the horrible 3D thing that wasn't part of the original horrible production. Fuck. All right, let me bring down the anger with some happy announcements. I will be joined by three special guests, maybe more, maybe one less. Yeah, I'm going to be joined by 2 to 4 guests for when I interrupt an award show. Can't say exactly which one, but it's going to be at CineFamily on Oscar Day. On the day that is happening, I will be interrupting an award show while everyone watches and enjoys it. I think that's legally, I think that's how we can do it. It's a membership-only event at CineFamily, so now is a good time to become a member. CineFamily.org. Okay, as Jennifer Hudson might say, let's do this. The prize bag tonight has some amazing things in it, some really fun things, like my first CD, Doug Benson, Professional Humor Idiot, thank you, golf applause, and... this is a kind of a rarity that I decided to throw into the mix. A Doug Benson's Pot the Vote Tour t-shirt. It's from a tour that already happened, but I still say Pot the Vote this year. I think in Missouri it might be on the ballot to legalize it. Washington State, California. All right, what else did the guests bring? Now this one's a little misleading, so don't get too excited by it. But I do enjoy that it's part of the package. And an Arrested Development t-shirt. Yeah. The person that donated it was on that show briefly. So don't be all like, oh, it's going to be Portia Rossi. And we also have in the bag, what is this cute little t-shirt? This is a t-shirt that says probably something adorable on it. That's perfect for Valentine's Day. It says, I fell for me. Okay. That's romantic. Oh, and then a couple of books, I believe, written by this particular guest called Falling for Me and Party Girl. And final item that's going to be a little bit of a giveaway, DVD, unrated DVD of Dodgeball, A True Underdog Story. Please welcome, we got 4 chairs out here. Please welcome to the stage Anna David, Alan Tudyk, Chris Williams, and Missy Pyle. Hello, everybody gets a microphone. Alan,
yes.
You look like you don't want to speak into it. You've already said one word, not into it. Is that weird for you to talk into a microphone as an actor?
No, I can do this. I'm ready. I'm good. I'm good with the microphone.
Awesome.
I went to Juilliard, and they taught me to speak in theaters, and theaters naturally
Yeah, especially at 99-seat theater. Yes. We don't really need these microphones. Yes. Like, nobody in here is like, what? But the home listener will really be, what? If we don't talk into the microphones.
Copy that.
Thank you, Alan. I'll be back to you in a second.
Thank you.
The story of how this panel came together starts with Anna David over there. You are currently writing with Tom Sizemore.
I am.
It's his memoir?
It is his memoir. It is coming out in 2013. And he was going to come with me tonight, but a great guy, not without his flaky qualities, I will say.
Well, but that's as horrible qualities go, that's one of the better ones.
I would say
that he has now.
I think he's
moved on from terrible person to flaky person.
Which is not
so terrible.
Okay, I have never seen the terrible side. All of him that I have seen is lovely and wonderful, and the flakiness factor. Excuse me? Women's solidarity, any?
It's Valentine's Day.
That's why we should be solid. Okay. So he was in, then he was out, then he was in, and I just didn't want to, So.
Oh, that's how a book is written. I understand now. Well, he would have been, I was strangely relieved when you were like, Tom Sizemore probably is not going to do it. I was strangely relieved because as exciting as that prospect is, it's also terrifying to make a guy like that sit here and play my silly games and have a dumb conversation. So.
I'm glad to bring you relief with.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would have gone through with it because that would have been fucking awesome to see. It's like when Michael Rooker was on. I didn't really look forward to it, but then once it was happening, I had a blast. But you just don't know which way that sort of thing is going to go, especially with someone who's in recovery talking to a person who's high out of his mind. It's an interesting mix. Also, I've been wife beaten. Wait, what? Is that what he did? I don't even remember what he did. That's the horrible thing about our society now. Is like somebody's like, oh, that guy was fucking out of control. He did everything.
Heidi Fleiss was his wife.
Yeah, and he beat her?
Not the most reliable witness.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Look.
I'm saying.
Wait for the
you're
book.
Saying
2013.
She's a lying,
it's all coming out.
Madam of Whores. That's cool.
I just said look
at
witness.
But that's great that you're writing the book. I'm very excited for you.
Exciting.
And we will try again if you want to try to get him to come on the show again.
I don't know if I want in on that.
It's not worth the hassle for anybody. It would be awesomely weird, but it was also, not meant to be. Instead, you said, I am friends with Alan Tudyk. And that's another that quadrupled my relief because I love Alan Tudyk and
I'm a pussy.
No
threat whatsoever.
You've played a couple of badasses here and there, but you're a great actor. And so when she mentioned you, I was extremely excited to have you on. And then I got a call from Missy Pyle's publicist, an email out of nowhere.
It's really just my agent's assistant.
Oh, okay.
I got a
message from some dude.
Can't afford it.
Saying that Missy wanted to promote The Artist, which, if you're a listener of the show, I like The Artist. So then, oh shit, that's when it hit me. Dodgeball reunion. Let's make it happen. Chris Williams and I follow each other on Twitter. And so I was like, we got to get him on board. And he said yes right away. And
yes.
I will say to you, sir,
again,
great, perhaps the greatest guest role in the history of cable television, your portrayal on Curb Your Enthusiasm of Crazy Eyes Killer. Crazy Eyes Killer said, shut the fuck up to you. And I'm so proud of you, audience member.
Motherfucker.
Do people... So you just... Can you access that because people ask for it all the time?
Well, this is Chris. How Chris acts usually.
Oh, there's Chris.
And
okay.
I had to convince them that I was...
I know.
Me.
I knew of you before I saw you in that role, and I was like, that's
so I went
a
in. I left my house with brown contacts on because it makes... I have blue eyes. It toughened me up. Scruffy with a tattoo on. And I went to outside the audition and went to a random secretary. And I was like, yeah, good deal. He's Larry, Kirby Enthusiasm around here. And she was viscerally scared. And I'm like, okay, so it's working. It's working. So then I went into the audition and I was like, what's up, motherfucker? Yeah, like, and I was totally like, not me. And Larry, when I left, Larry was like, is he a rapper? Is he actual rapper? Because I was like, David, Larry, you got two first names. That's a bad motherfucker with two first names. So anyway, so, and then you fucking bought it. So I sold it.
So blue eyes are like more wimpy? Like you put in brown contacts?
You'd be amazed.
Really?
In a black man, yes.
It's hard to be scared when you fall in love.
Yes, when they see a brother, they go, oh, he's got blue eyes. He's got some white in him, so he won't really kill me. He just may hurt me. He won't kill me. Just a little that little. Yeah. There's something in my history. On this
thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Missy.
I did just say, I'm going to try brown. I didn't say it into my microphone. Just take that however you want to.
What has brown done for you lately? Missy, I just want to say again about the artist that I not only enjoyed it, but I also thought, while you were making it, did you think you were making something people would want to see, and then on top of that, like so much and awards?
I don't think anyone thought that. I mean, when I was told about it, I was like a silent. I mean, like, what is that? And so,
why would you do that?
Why is someone doing it? And
now.
It's like, oh, these are yeah, exactly. And then, is anybody going to want to watch it? Especially like, you know, now when you have movies like Avatar and Dodgeball. Which I feel like, why would anyone want to watch a silent movie? So when I went and I did it, it was, you know, my agent was like, you know what, we're just going to forego the back end, just give you some money up front, because like, who's ever going to watch this movie? And I was like, yeah, let's do that. And then I ran into one of the other actors, he was like, yeah, I already got my first bump, and I was like, such an asshole.
Her first bump means that they sent her cocaine?
Yes. Sent her a block of cocaine.
But that, but it's, you know, it's not gonna be Avatar. You're not gonna lose a ton of money, but it's doing as well as anyone could ever hope.
I mean, it's
silent
crazy.
Movie would work now.
I think. Well, I decided to go to Cannes because my friend, because we were going to Cannes, and I was like, I've never been in a movie that anyone would want to watch at Cannes, so I'm gonna go because I can. Sorry. How do you not when you can? So I went to Cannes, and we all walked down this crazy line of red carpets. It was just, I mean, I've like, you know, I've never seen anything like it, and just like thousands of photographers in tuxedos, and we walked with the cast, and I was like, this is kind of a big fucking deal. Like I just thought they were going to, I was like, they're like, Missy, come over here. And I was like, well, I'll just run down the red carpet. She's like, no, you're all going together. Just stay right here. And they were really mean to me because I'd crashed it, kind of. And then I went, and then... it was this crazy fancy thing, like a presidential, what do you call that, inauguration? Sorry. We watched the movie, and there's a 20-minute standing ovation, and I was like, holy shit, because we all stood up kind of like this, and there were cameras on us, you know. So for like the first 2 minutes, it was kind of like awesome, but then it was like, God, this is really going on for a long time. This is uncomfortable. And then we started really being stupid, like tap dancing, and like we had to perform because we were so uncomfortable. But it went on for like 20 minutes, and then it was like, this must be something. They're like, that doesn't happen. I was like, oh, it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Was it hard memorizing your lines for the audition?
It really was. Actually, it's funny because I didn't have any lines, and then one day at lunch, the director, Michelle Hazanavicius, says, Missy, we're going to do the scene where you audition for Romeo and Juliet, so maybe just do the Juliet monologue. And I was like, this is a fucking silent movie, and I have an hour to learn Shakespeare. Like, what the fuck? It was pretty funny.
Well, you learned how to pronounce Havanicius. That's pretty impressive.
It's taken me like 95 times.
Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Havanicius?
Like, yeah.
No way.
Literally, people are like, and what's the director's name? And I'm like, Havanicius. You know, it's...
Havanicius. Well, because that's going to be there scouring Los Angeles and probably the world looking for actors to present on the Academy Awards that will be able to not fumble Havanicius. That's going to be a tough one.
Havanicius. Is how you do it.
See, I'm already blowing it. I thought I knew it.
They probably won't ask you.
I don't think so. I think I'm safe. Now, Alan, Leonard Maltin sat right here in the very seat that you're in right now.
My man.
And
Leonard
Maltin. Do you know this already, what a fan he is of Tucker and Dale versus Evil?
I've heard that. But Leonard Maltin and I go back before that.
Because why? What is he? Why was he already a fan? Because of...
He was a fan of Death at a Funeral, because he has a show called Secrets Out. Thank you very much. The first Death at a Funeral. Not that other. Abomination.
Not the black version.
Yeah, that's what you're trying to say.
Death at a motherfucking funeral.
Yeah, exactly. That was the second one. Yeah, no. No brown contacts in ours. It was all blue eyes. No, he was a fan of that. He has a show called Secrets Out on Reels with the Z channel. Mm-hmm. And so I went and saw him because he was letting the secret out that they did a shitty job marketing that movie, and you should check it out. And I met him, and he was very nice. And then he got sick, or he went on vacation. He got sick on vacation. I can't remember exactly what happened, but I got to do his show. I got to host his show one time.
You hosted Leonard Maltin's show on Reels?
Secrets Out. And I ran into him just over down on Franklin there, and he said he hasn't taken a vacation since. I don't know.
Not going to let that happen again.
I never really thought about
it. I'm Leonard Maltin, damn it.
Are you the only person who's ever done that?
No, they had other people doing it, but I think I did an okay job.
You nailed it?
I did.
Total nailage.
I changed all my lines that I was like, Leonard Maltin and I are roommates. I had this whole thing that we were roommates. And yeah.
That you draw a line through the room and say, don't touch my stuff.
Yeah, we were good friends, and then I'm always filling in for him, and he's a cut up. And
what was your secret that you let out? What was the movie that you said people should know about?
Slither. Slither was the movie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, fans of Slither. And then I had my buddy Nathan Fillion come on, and I interviewed him. And that was a lot of fun, because they let me interview him. They had me go review movies, but I couldn't, like... Bottle Shock. Go review Bottle Shock. So I went to go review Bottle Shock, which was cool. I got to sit with reviewers, and they go in these weird screening rooms, and they all wear a lot of makeup and a lot of perfume in the middle of the day to do this. And they like look at me like, what the fuck is he doing here? How did he get a pass in here? And I watch it, and I'm like, well, I like certain parts of it. And I can't... Leonard, I can't review it. I can't put down my fellow actors. I can't trash a director, because you never know.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So I just did DVDs I liked. And I let that secret
out. I'd watch that. That's a good show. Did you see 50-50? It's out on DVD now.
No, I haven't seen that.
Dude, please do.
What is it?
Do yourself a favor. 50-50 is Seth Rogen and
It got Joseph nominated Gordon for a bunch Levitt. Of stuff.
Not Academy Awards, which I'm pissed about, so that's why I'm bringing it up.
Golden Globe, didn't it?
Yeah, it got nominated for screenplay for Golden Globe and some other things, but it deserved a lot more. I mean, it's no artist. They talk in it.
Oh, all right. All right.
They stand around, I've got cancer. At least in the artists, they're like, dancing!
They're dancing.
Cancer wasn't invented yet in the artists, right? Back in the black and white times. They didn't have cancer. They just had, oh, he's dead. Guy's dead. We've got to look into that. So, did I talk to everybody? Chris, have you been to the cinema recently?
What have I seen? Yes, I've been DVDing the...
Hey, it's a microphone. I was just mumbling the first part, too, anyway. I've been watching DVDs, a lot of DVDs.
Yeah, so what's your favorite
favorite movie, besides The Artist, Drive.
Drive. People love Drive.
Love Drive.
It's Albert Brooks got snubbed by the Oscars.
Totally. He could have won. He should have won.
Don't you think that if they didn't do that fork in the eye, maybe he would have that. That was a little bit gratuitous and strange. That was such an odd,
unnecessary... Now, when you say it's gratuitous and strange and unnecessary, you mean I would like to work with all of those people.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that in an abstract...
In an abstract way.
Strangely brilliant is what you meant.
You're right.
That's totally what you meant. Anna, have you been to the cinema lately?
You know, I feel like I've been renting... Beginners. I just flipped out over Beginners.
That's really good, right?
Oh, my God.
Christopher Plummer seems a lock for the... He's the...
He better be.
He's sort of a lead in it, right? He's not really a supporting actor.
He's a lead, and you know...
He's old and super famous and great, and plays a gay dude. Like, how can you vote against
him? Academy loves a gay dude.
Yeah.
And an old gay dude?
Yeah.
Who dies?
Who dies?
What?
Wait a second! Why is it called endings? Yeah. Enders. Why is it called Enders?
And his speech at the Golden Globes was so beautiful. You cried, Doug?
I didn't cry at that, but I think he's a good speech maker. I like him. He's done a lot of great work, so good for him. That's what I say. But I say now, in front of all of y'alls, that as much as I enjoy George Clooney and most of what he does, Jean Desjardins from The Artist should win Best Actor. I think.
Has anybody seen it? Raise your hand if you've seen it.
Yeah, they're clapping for something they haven't even seen. Clapping!
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people haven't seen it anywhere in the world, and I think a lot of people are like, what the, you know.
Well, it's a novelty
it's
item.
Yeah.
People have to psych themselves up. Like, when I went, I honestly went in like, okay, here we go, you know. But it still seemed more fun than War Horse. It still seemed like it would be more enjoyable than Extremely Close and Incredibly Loud. It still seemed like most of the other things that have been nominated, I've been not afraid to see, but just feel like it's homework or like you're being punished. So at least The Artist, I thought, well, there's going to be some happy dancing in it.
Yeah.
And a cute little dog.
And the guy, he really is unbelievable, this guy, Jean Dujardin. I mean, he's one of the best. I think you said it the best, Alan. You said he was he's a buffoon, but he's also really sexy. So he's like a sexy buffoon.
Nice ass. The
character is sort of like Gene Kelly in Singing in the Rain, and he does a good job of being like Gene Kelly, which is, you know, but that's the other amazing thing about your performance and most of the people in the movie, all the people in the movie, is how they captured the time so well. And that must have been like, not to give you an insanely great compliment, but that must have been like, the work was all on you. You kind of had to show up and be that for that guy that doesn't speak your language, who has that crazy last name, to be able to direct you doing it.
I think I pronounced it wrong. I mean, I will
say.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say it sexy, but now that you have.
That's how it came out.
Now that you have.
It's Valentine's Day.
I'm in. And can I just appeal to the nerds in the crowd really quickly?
Yeah.
Galaxy Quest. Now let me do another one. Suburgatory.
Yeah, Suburgatory.
I just want to say Suburgatory. I just want to say it wrong because it's hard to, every time I think about watching it, I think I can't even say it.
But I have watched it. You have watched it.
Yes. And I just, in fact, just saw an episode on a plane. And
really?
With you in it, knowing that you were going to be on the show.
We're on the plane.
And sitting there going, what am I going to say to compliment him about this performance? Then I thought, you know what? Just make it all about Missy. No, but you're great in everything that you're in. You're the fucking pirate in Dodgeball.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you get How do you get that part?
You?
How do you walk in and did you have to walk in and
can
say
I tell
the receptionist pirate talk?
I knew exactly the moment that he nailed it. We did like four or five different groups of dodgeball people. And in his audition, his role has no lines. He doesn't say anything.
All right.
But there's one part. Exactly. There was one part where we did the whole thing and at the end he went, "Arr!" And I was like, there you go. That's when I knew you had it.
Yeah. I mean, we did some stuff. There was... I kept trying to button the scene. Like, we'll harvest whales for oil. Stupid pirate shit.
Let me ask you this, though. What's your favorite movie rating?
Rating?
Yeah. You know, PG-13, X.
R.
So we play a game or two? Let's play a game or two.
That was amazing. Did you see that either?
This is called Build a Title. I'm sure you're all terribly confused already. It's just for fun. Low stakes. Ugh. We'll start with Anna because she's heard the podcast the most.
She has.
I heard
the most.
But then we'll go in your direction, Alan. We'll go to Chris and then Alan and then to Missy.
Is it easier if you start first?
Usually, yeah.
I like this. Go ahead.
Because I only pick titles where there's something you can build off of each end, but maybe pretty obscure, weird stuff. But Half a Canyon, I don't know what that means, Half a Canyon, but that's their name on Twitter. They suggested, because it's Valentine's Day, Blue Valentine. So you need a movie that ends in blue or begins with Valentine.
Oh, well, how about Valentine's Day, the Gary Marshall movie?
Gary Marshall, yeah, that's perfect.
That lovely
movie. You did it. Well done. Now we move on to Chris. You need a movie that ends in blue or begins with day.
Day of the Condor.
Yeah.
What?
That's, what do you mean, what? Oops. Day of the Condor. Oh, wait a second. I don't. Isn't it a certain number of days of the Condor?
Eight. Oh,
okay. Oh, dude. Yeah. But that was, I felt it. I liked it. I think I allowed it one other time and I was wrong, too. Then. I learned my
starts
lesson.
Starts with day or ends with what?
You're in luck, Alan.
Starts with day or ends with blue.
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 Blue Velvet.
All right, you're out. Your crazy eyes are out. Alan, what do you think? Ends in blue or begins with day?
I'm going to do Days of Thunder.
Ooh. Right? That totally works. No, wait, it's 3 days of thunder. All right, good work. Missy? Has to begin with thunder or end with blue. No, because it's Valentine's Days. Valentine's Days of Thunder is the.
Thunder Road.
I don't think that's a movie.
It's a song.
I think it's a song.
Bruce Springsteen song.
Yeah. But nice try.
That sounds like a great movie.
Yeah, I see that movie.
Oh, it needs to be made. And it needs to be silent.
Thunder Road. Isn't that like Patrick Swayze movie or something?
Well, what was that?
Roadhouse.
That was Roadhouse.
Thunder Roadhouse.
Thunder Roadhouse.
I'm already
hers doesn't count.
Anyway. All right, Anna, where are you at?
Oh, so what does that mean I do?
It has to end in blue or begin with thunder.
Okay. End in blue. Oh, shit.
If you can't think of anything, Alan will be our winner.
No, I can't allow that.
And nothing special will have been achieved. No, you did good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hold on.
Use your microphone.
Hey, you.
There's Blue in the Face is like a Wayne Wang movie, but it is.
What? Blue in the Face?
It's a movie.
But it doesn't end in blue. Baby Blue. Audience, you're right. There's no way there's a thing called Baby Blue. There's a cartoon called Baby Blues.
That wouldn't work anyway.
I was thinking
right?
of The Big Blue would be a movie that ends in blue.
Oh.
Deep Blue.
Deep Blue.
Good one.
Yeah.
Great examples. Alan's our winner, everybody. Congratulations, Alan. You did it.
That took so little effort and so little skill.
That means
you
get to go first in the Leonard Maltin game. But before we play the Leonard Maltin game, everybody on the panel, please go choose from the audience. Let's see those name tags, everybody. Oh, God.
What?
Where are they? Here they come. People have to shuffle through bags to find them.
Okay, look, you're on the podcast, you don't know what these things look like.
Yeah, no, people bring crazy. What's that a bottle of over there?
Maker's Mark, isn't it?
Maker's Mark, and your name is Maker?
There's no Maker's Mark in it, is there?
It's an empty bottle? Oh, it's unopened. So you can awesome. First one to grab that gets a free bottle of Maker's Mark. Not an ad. And anybody in the audience, just get up from your seats and go out and select who you'd like to play for.
All right, awesome.
And then bring it back to your seat. Just great. Anything that speaks to you. Missy's fast on the move. She's making a beeline. Jordan's in the front row with his baseball, holding it weirdly. Because I think I told him he couldn't play again. Oh, Alan's got some sort of crazy Mars Attacks character. Isn't that the noise they made? Something like that?
A very quacky sound.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe.
That's amazing. Joe brought that in. Good work, Joe. Here, let's see that. Well, that looks like a nice one. Oh, you got the Maker's Mark. All right.
Somebody had to get that, yeah.
So Alan Tudyk is playing for Joe.
What?
Martian from Mars Attacks. And then Chris Williams is playing for Maker's Mark. And Anna's playing for, somebody took the poster for Dick, starring Michelle Williams and Kirsten Dunst, and changed it to Rick. So
clever.
I assume his name is Rick.
I'm going to assume.
Yeah. And who are you playing for, Missy?
I am playing for Jesse Philip Solomon, who gave me his Ident-A-Kid Services of America identity card.
Wow. What can you get with that identity card?
Is that
his? I think you get a kid, right?
That's how you. It's an adoption card.
So this, if I when I get a baby,
like
or I get this kid.
School, so you don't get lost.
I that thought I was going to get a baby.
All right, I'm not even going to repeat what you were saying. The listeners at home don't need that. The trauma from whatever that was you were trying to explain. I don't know if you were traumatized or were traumatizing others, but either way, it's creepy that you're at a school and you're lost. I need to say that in this Leonard Maltin game, the first category was suggested via email by Bill B., who wrote, I started listening to podcasts a few years ago in Stuttgart, Germany. That's where he's stationed in the army. So this particular category goes out to the troops, and this one in particular named Bill B. I don't know why he was so...
Is that B-E-E? Or just, he's like...
It's the initial B. He's just like, I've told you too much. Sort of. He also told me his rank and his serial number. And he suggested a category. It's a good idea for a category. Here's Johnny, which is... And Alan, you get to choose first, and then we'll go across, straight across to Chris and...
Right.
Anna and then Missy.
Yeah.
You get to pick between... Bill B's suggestion was Here's Johnny, which is films in which one of the characters does an impression of Jack Nicholson. For whatever reason.
Nice.
Yeah, it's happened in a few movies, I guess.
But then I'm going to have to guess the movie, aren't I? So I should
eventually,
that,
yeah. So
keep
that's,
that in mind.
That's
okay.
One category.
Good,
and
good,
you
good.
Get two more, and we are on a time limit here.
Okay, good. Yeah.
We have, the show has to end in 4 minutes.
Oh, geez.
I'm sorry. 9 minutes.
Okay.
Or at Arabara, she suggested Iron Lady, which is films that have a female robot in them.
That.
Or one more category, at penis_slap suggested Gwyneth Paltrow, and that's movies where Gwyneth Paltrow dies. So which one of those do you think you'd be able to ace?
I want to do Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay. Now, this is a very lucky category you chose because there's actually two movies that I came up with that meets that criteria. And you get to pick the year. Would you like from 2003 or 2010? A movie where Gwyneth Paltrow dies.
2003, please.
You got it. This movie got 3 stars from Leonard Maltin. He calls it incisive. And he also says that it, what else did he say about it?
Leonard, talk to me.
He says that she plays an American, that Gwyneth Paltrow plays an American. That's a bit of a clue. And it's incisive. And he lists 6 names. So how many names do you think you can get it in, Alan? You start the bidding.
I can only think of one Gwyneth Paltrow movie that I
all
thought
right,
she died in.
Away.
I'm realizing now
don't
she didn't
away.
Die in that movie.
Oh,
and
we all wanted her to die
right.
in Shakespeare in Love.
Right, right.
But you don't want to say too much. You don't want to give away too much to your fellow competitors that you're not sure what movie
right,
it is.
Right,
just,
right,
so
yeah.
Just bid big if you want to go out.
How many names
strong.
Are there?
You can bid 6 if you want. Like you get to hear the whole cast.
I'm gonna go 4 names.
All right.
No, 3 names.
Oh.
3 names.
Okay.
3 names.
All right. I can't believe you're doing that to Crazy Blue Eyes.
Jesus God.
What do you think, Chris? You can bid lower, you could say name that movie. If you say name it and he does it, you get a point.
Name it.
If you bid lower.
What? Oh, now I have to name it? Oh, I get 3 names.
You though. Get the names, yeah.
All right. Give it to me.
All right, here's your 3 names.
Yeah, yeah.
Amira Kazar.
Oh, shit. I don't even know how to say them.
But this one you might know, Michael Gambon. Gambon? Michael Gambon?
Yeah, I know that.
The sleeping detective. Or Blythe Danner is your 3rd name.
Her mother.
So you're familiar with her. Did you fuck her? She was in those, right?
Yeah.
I checked out at a third into the first. You guys weren't in any of those, were you? The Fockers? Okay, good.
From 2003?
Mm-hmm.
Who was watching movies in 2003?
I know, it was really...
It was a shitty year.
It was just... Silent films had just ended.
I'm gonna go...
With the advent of sound, they hadn't really... They didn't have it down quite yet. Why would they kill Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah.
What do you got, nothing?
I got...
Name a movie.
Sliding Doors. But she was in.
That's a good one. I mean, to name, that's not correct. Turns out she definitely died when she played the tragic suicidal poetess named Sylvia Plath. Oh. Sylvia.
Boring. That's all that shit.
I'm sorry, I'll try not to choose any more boring movies.
Thank you.
I forgot to narrow it down to just the exciting ones.
You can't blame me for that, Joe.
Chris Williams gets a point, everybody.
Mark.
Thanks. Good
job. All right, we'll start with Anna, and then we'll go to Missy. Anna gets to pick a category. Would you like Dude, Where's My Sklar? That was suggested by Abby Monster, and that is movies that feature one or more of the Sklar brothers.
Okay.
Of which there are two that I'm aware of. Or would you like Blue Valentine? That category is movies that have either the word blue or the word Valentine in them.
Oh, I'm liking that one.
Or, celebrating a birthday today, the friend of the show, Simon Pegg, is 42 years old today. And so the films of Simon Pegg would be your third option.
Okay, I thought I was going to go Blue Valentine. I'm actually going to wing it here and go Simon Pegg.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Let's do it, yeah. Good guy. He's going to be on again someday. 3 stars for this movie featuring Simon Pegg in some capacity from 2006. Leonard Maltin says this movie was co-produced by one of the actors in it, and he also calls it Slam Bang. 2006, 3 stars, Slam Bang.
Can I ask one question?
And no questions are allowed. I mean, you could ask one, but I'm probably not going to answer it.
Is slam bang a compliment?
I don't know.
From Leonard Maltin?
It could go either way. Slam bang could
Leonard
be...
Maltin? I mean, do you have it?
Like, let's say
I
you were describing a man's lovemaking skills. Would that be a compliment?
Like bow ties and stuff. I mean, very trim beard. For him to say
who gets
slam
a lot of
bang,
that's
probably
good.
Probably a good.
All right.
Okay.
Too much discussion.
We have a roommate. Sorry.
There's 11 names, and it's from 2006. How many names do you think you get it in, Anna David?
Well, I'm going to say 5.
Wow. Fair enough. Missy?
So, wait, if I say name that movie to her, does that mean that I know the
movie? She gets to name all 5. No, she gets to hear all 5 names, and then if she names it, she gets the point, but if she fails, then you'll get the point.
I'm going to say name it.
For making her do it. Wow, okay.
Okay.
Here's your 5 names. I think... I don't know, maybe.
I like your faith in me.
Eddie Marzan, Simon Pegg, Lawrence Fishburne, Maggie Q, and Carrie Russell are the 5 names from this 2006 Slam Bang!
Good luck!
Co-produced by one of the stars.
Okay.
3 stars from Leonard. Any idea?
I have an idea.
Okay.
My idea is Hot Fuzz.
Simon wouldn't be that lowly billed in Hot Fuzz, and Lawrence Fishburne was definitely not.
There were no black people.
Was
in
definitely
Hot
not
Fuzz.
In Hot Fuzz, but there was none. A scene in Hot Fuzz where Carrie Russell cut her hair. she got arrested for it. The rest of the names are Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, Michelle Monaghan, Billy Crudup, Ving Rhames, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible
dude.
Trio.
That's your point. I should have gone Blue Valentine.
Missy gets a point, everybody. All right, so let's start with Chris,
yes.
And then we'll go to Alan. Chris gets to pick a category. Would you like the number one movie 10 years ago today? It's the King of Pancakes category. 10 years ago today, the number one movie in the country. Or would you like a movie with 4 letters in the title, like SWAT or Paul, starring Simon Pegg, or Milk, or Thar She Blows, movies that feature some sort of blowjob sequence.
Really?
For lack of a better way to put it.
A blowjob sequence?
Thar She Blows. A scene or scenes involving oral sex on a man's unit.
Wow. How can I not take that, though?
I don't know. 10 years ago today, you might have an idea.
Yes, I do, but I mean, the category is so beautiful.
Take the blowjob. Take the blowjob. It's Valentine's Day. Take the blowjob.
You can never turn down a blowjob, so yeah. let me go.
But what rating do you automatically get when there's a blowjob scene?
Arr. Oh, Jesus.
This movie featuring a blowjob sequence or moment is from 1982, 4 stars from Leonard. He calls it dazzling.
That sounds like Leonard.
Dazzling, but then in parentheses, if somewhat loose.
1982.
And there are, this is going to be so confusing to everyone. There are 10 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Chris Williams.
1982.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can get it in 5.
He says 5 names. 5 names.
1982,
yeah.
I can get it in 5.
Alan.
I can get it in 5.
What do you think of that?
Now, I get to say? Oh. Now?
Yeah, you can say name it.
Name it!
Oh, shit.
Name it in 5.
Like, all right, this is for the win, Chris Williams.
I see.
You're taking down the whole game.
Okay,
if you get
let's
this
go.
Right.
It's over if he does it.
It's over if
what
he gets it.
What about me?
Yeah.
I have a point.
You had a chance at one point.
1982, fellatio.
Dazzling, has a blowjob scene in it, and your
five.
5 names are.
Yes.
Brandon Maggart.
Okay. Okay, Brandon. Yeah, what's up, Brandon? Right. You can give me the other 4. That's fine. Give me the other 4. But Brandon, man, yeah, I know Brandon.
Warren Berlinger.
Could you say if one of them is the one receiving the blowjob? Or if one of them is the one giving the blowjob?
Exactly.
Was it Berlinger?
I don't think the receiver, he might have been the receiver, but I'm not sure. I don't know who those actors are, Brandon Maggart or Warren Berlinger. But I do know the next 3 actresses, and none of them are the ones giving the blowjob.
Oh,
and
okay.
They are Amanda Plummer, Swoosie Kurtz, and Jessica Tandy.
Wow.
We all just picture Jessica Tandy giving a blowjob.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not
Jessica
Cocoon.
Tandy,
it's not Cocoon.
Hugh Cronin.
From 1982, 4 stars.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Oh my God, with the blowjob sequence. Jessica Tandy. I never put Jessica Tandy and Fellatio together.
Don't even.
Ever.
Don't put them together.
I could have sworn there was a blowjob scene in Cocoon.
With that oatmeal salesman.
In the pool.
Jessica Tandy, who else and who else? Amanda.
You're not going to get it.
I know.
Swoosie Kurtz.
Swoosie Kurtz.
And Amanda Plummer. I can even. Give up.
just
you
give
don't
up.
Know it, right? If nothing's coming to you at this point, it's probably not going to. It's not going to jump in there.
Porkies.
But okay, that's incorrect. But just maybe see if this helps at all. Amanda Plummer plays a character who's had her tongue cut out.
Oh God! Oh, it's the Robert Altman film.
Can I say
no? What is it?
Oh,
Alan?
The World According to Garp.
Ah, Tudyk. I mean Tudyk.
Jessica Tandy.
That's a good way to win, like actually knowing it after challenging the other
guy. Who was the next name?
I'm glad I could help shape
the game. Next names are all giveaway. Well, Hume Cronin, then John Lithgow, Glenn Close, Mary Beth Hurt was giving the blowjob, and
Robin Williams.
And it was a horrible accident.
The other day, yeah.
It's
Doesn't
disturbing.
The kid die?
It's disturbing, yeah. A kid gets killed. It's awful. It's just awful. It's really a bummer.
Hey, you get a point.
Chops his dick off.
But you get a point. So something good came out of that horrible, horrible fictional blowjob accident. Let's keep going. We got to get through this.
Shouldn't I get another point since I said it before anybody else?
Well, you know, if it were up to me. No, it's
Leonard.
Not up to me. People will give me such shit if I just gave you the win for that.
Right.
But, you know, you might get there. We got 3 people that are 1 away from a win. So we'll start with Anna.
Okay.
Pressure.
And since she feels left out, we'll go to Missy after Anna, even though I think it's supposed to go the other way around. But I really want everyone to have a good time and be involved. I'm the coach that puts everyone in.
Can you give me a point for Rick so we're all even?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
The one guy you're playing for thinks that's a great idea. Jesus, what a Rick.
Only thinking of Rick.
But you get to pick the category, so that's exciting.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Would you like, based on a two-story, that's movies with the word house in the title? Would you like in theaters now? That's movies that are in theaters now.
I got that. Yeah. Thanks.
Or would you like, submitted by at lucky number Nevin, would you like my wife? And that's movies where someone directed their own wife in the movie. The director was married to an actress in the movie. Which one of those would you
like? I will take in theaters now.
Okay, it's in theaters now, so Leonard doesn't give it a star rating. He just gives it an extra long review on his app. And his reviews are always very entertaining because he writes from a real personal point of view.
Yeah,
he writes a lot of things like, this isn't really what I like. This isn't what I go to the movies for. Things like that. He says, it's pretty good. And then he says, compared to most early 2012 releases, it's a masterpiece.
Okay.
Compared to most. Let's not lump in the artist. It's definitely better. And what a compliment. That would be great in the ads to say, it's definitely better than one other movie. And there are 10 names. Back to the whole 10 name thing again. How many names do you get in?
So all we got,
Anna, David,
is it's better than something else that came out in early 2012.
And better also, than most of it. He also said about it that it was pretty good.
That helps. I'll take 10 names.
So it's going to take the names to tip it, probably.
Yeah, so that's why I want 10.
Yeah, so she's going for all 10, Missy. So
I could go for less?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, how many less would you like to go?
Like 8.
She says 8 out of 10.
Oh, wait, it's going to go to him next?
Yeah, it's going over to Alan next.
Okay, hold on.
But he could say name that, you know.
He could it an 8, yeah. But that's a lot of names.
That's a lot of names. I'm going to go with, 3.
Whoa. Can you believe this is happening to you?
I can't. It's being handed to me on a platter.
I think so, yeah.
And I get to take it from pile. I like it. Name it!
I'm going to do that.
All right. I hope you know some movies that are out right now.
I can read the mind of this man right here, so I don't need to. He knows everything.
So you think about movies that are out right now. Movies that are out right now that feature David Sequeira. Oh, Jesus. Also, I'm sorry, that's Daniel Sequeira, David Burke, and Liz White.
Oh,
really doesn't get you into the zone of anyone that you might recognize. So if you name a movie that's out now, if you name the right one, the crowd's going to go nuts because that'll be amazing because the clues were terrible.
That would be amazing.
But I'm excited because Alan's going to win this thing.
I'm so excited. Oh, I'm very competitive.
Favoritism. And so
we're only 8 minutes over at this point.
White. Jen White. Was that her name? Jennifer? Jill White. Liz White.
Liz White?
Whatever. Wow. Yeah, this is...
poor Liz White.
Is it... It's an American film?
It's not. No more clues. No more clues, Missy. It's not normally how I talk to a person, but with their name Missy, you can say it.
No one's ever said that to me, because my name is Missy, or that I've just known, you know? I've never had that experience.
It goes without saying when they're looking at you that they're Missy.
I mean, it's always Missy, you know?
But when another kid got called that, did you go, yo?
Like, what's up? I feel...
All right, enough stalling, Missy.
I don't know. I was going to say... I think...
I know your Missy games.
Let's say it's Got. It's the one with... I
I can't even.
It's like talking on the phone with my mom. So, just tell me something about anything about the movie.
What about that one where the couple, they're going through a divorce, the separation? It's the separation.
It's called A Separation. I haven't seen it yet, but I heard it's terrific.
I hear it's amazing.
It's nominated for Best Foreign Film. No, but very close. As soon as you said it, you lost me at a couple, because it's the story of one young man trying to shake his Harry Potter roots by appearing in Woman in Black.
Right.
Yeah, Woman in Black.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a movie.
I didn't.
It's a horror film.
That's what happens. You're busy making movies.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't watch horror movies.
I just have. I'm busy winning games.
That's right. Alan Tudyk's our winner. How much fun did kids have with your last name when you were like growing up? Was it rough?
Yeah, it was around third grade. They called me Tutti Frutti, and then like second.
What?
Yeah.
They dropped the dick part. Just run with the Tutti?
I'm telling you, I know. Well, that was it. Was
idiots.
It was Tutti Frutti up until like third or fourth grade, and then one guy goes, "Hold on a second. Wait a second. We've been missing something, guys. Two dick." Hold on, and yeah, so double dick, two dicks. You even pulled a two dicks.
I was in a car episode with Graham Elwood. We were like making ourselves cry, saying two dicks. It was like, you know, so juvenile, but it came from a place of love. Like we said we were fans, and then we said two dicks over and over again. Good old two dicks, we were calling you. That's a nice thing to say about someone with multiple genitalia.
It is. It's, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm glad we confronted it and it didn't fester, because like when I officially really met Dax Shepard, I had said something that he didn't like many years before, and he just let it bother him for a long time.
Oh.
And then he met me and we talked about it, and we both agreed that it was a horrible thing that I said.
What was it? But no, we're not going to say it. I think he's a fighter.
Dad. What?
Does he seem like he could fight?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Don't repeat it.
He might be in a club or something.
I'm not a fighter.
Not at all, really?
No.
You're a big guy. Let's talk about this later.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, to have a nickname like Tudyk, I feel like it's so
nickname.
Much better than last name. Like a name that people would make fun of. I mean, it's like,
thanks,
that
Pyle.
Guy has two dicks, as opposed to like half a dick would be like a bad last name. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm so glad nobody called me that. Where my parents were Tudyk, where the Tudyks are from Texas, where they landed in Texas, they're Polish. There was a why I guess I didn't feel as bad. There is a Dudyk. That's worse.
Oh yeah, you don't. Yeah. Two is better than do.
Two is better than do.
No, as far as the dick names go, I say you're a winner.
Two dick is,
I mean,
yeah,
unless there's going to be three dick. Yeah.
Jimmy Huge Dick has it over me. But.
Or just Williams. Uh-huh. Or just Williams.
Oh. Just Williams.
Oh,
I see what happened. Congratulations to, who is Alan playing for? Joe, where's Joe at? Come get your amazing prize packets full of stuff. Tell us the names of your books again, Anna. I want people to buy your books.
Oh, yeah.
They're very
Falling for Me and Party Girl. There are two of them.
Party Girl, not based on the Parker Posey vehicle.
No, I did not write a book based on the Parker Posey movie from the 90s.
That'd be awesome to just watch a movie and then just write about it. Just write about that one movie for,
yeah,
a whole book.
Publishers are really after those.
They'd
kinds
be
of
so
books.
Into it. Well, that's, yeah, what I'm working on right now, but. And Missy, everybody go see The Artist. Even if you think you're not going to like it, go watch it and then write to me on Twitter that I was right and that it was enjoyable. Yeah.
Best movie. And can I say, check out OSS 117, yeah, Nest of Spies,
yeah,
same Jean Dujardin and the director.
Michelle Hazanavis and Berenice.
And Berenice Bejo.
One of the best, it's a comedy, it's a French comedy, very funny. It's like Naked
Gun. That's what
Gun.
They made first, before,
yeah,
the, before,
yeah, it's
this
a spoof
one.
Of 007, it's fantastic. It's so good.
They're all extremely, extremely talented. Chris Williams, what do you got coming up?
I'm doing Incognito, the Prison Magician.
What's that, like on A&E?
It's a little thing I'm concocting. I've been doing around town.
Yeah. So. And do you really do magic or just
I
make fun of
I am a magician and I do magic and shit. Yes.
That's awesome.
awesome.
It's the Magic Castle.
I would see the shit out of that. Oh, you do it at the Magic Castle?
No, I'm doing it around Improv and Comedy Club.
Where is it in LA?
Right, I haven't done it. Well, I haven't. Oh. I have different dates. Well, you can find. I'm on Twitter.
Well,
Chris
okay.
Williams Chris Williams on Twitter, it. Everybody.
Chris Williams _.
And Chris was playing for. Can Maker's Mark come over here and write down a shithead for me to name at the end of the show? Because that's the prize that people get if they, you know, the so-called losers get to vent and name somebody as a shithead. Where's Rick at that Anna
Rick's,
played for?
Rick's way back there. I'm sorry.
Come on
Rick.
Down,
come
Rick.
Down.
Can I read that? This pen is fucked up, man. Oh, that's a good one. All right. Here, use this one. Use this really dark one. Okay, that's Rick playing for Anna, or Anna playing for Rick. And then who'd you play for, Missy?
I played for...
What's your name? Jesse. All right.
You can look the same, man.
And you probably need that back, right? It's an ID, right? Oh, she can keep it?
He weighs 59 pounds.
Oh, so it's from when you were in school and weighed 59 pounds.
You are legitimately the cutest kid. I mean, look at that kid.
She... All right, thank you. Missy says you're the cutest kid, and that's what everyone's laughing at is when she showed the picture. All right, did we cover everything?
Wait, did Rick come down?
Yes. Yeah, Rick came down. Oh, did you want to meet him? Because it's like Valentine's Day. And you picked this sign from the cutest guy. Or does he want your sign back, Rick?
No, it's present.
I've got lots of shows. I got lots of shows coming up in Southern California. Go to douglasmovies.com for details and links. And I'm taping my next album at Parlor Live in Bellevue, Washington on April 20th. What's that?
Can I plug Suburgatory?
Oh, yeah.
Again?
I'm sorry. I didn't ask you to plug something. Suburgatory every week.
It's tomorrow
ABC,
night at 8:30.
Wednesdays at 8:30.
It's
on ABC.
Yeah. Some of the writers from Parks and Rec and Community. It's some really funny
Cheryl
writing.
Hines.
Cheryl Hines.
That's all I need to know. Cheryl Hines and always with the boobs crazy out.
And Chris Parnell and Hannah Gasteyer. And
very, very, very funny Jane show. And congratulations
Jillian
on that.
Jillian Bigman plays his
and
wife.
Watch,
oh, yeah.
Very funny.
Jillian Bigman. We're just going through the cast. We've just named,
yeah, we named
10
everybody.
Of them.
There we go. Everybody's great. I love it. And watch it. And thank you for this amazing Dodgeball, A True Underdog Story reunion. Let's hear it for Missy Pyle, Chris Williams, Alan Tudyk, and Anna David. Thank you for getting the ball rolling on this very special episode. And as always, Dane Cook is a shithead, Jenny McCarthy is a shithead, and finally, one I agree with, Jar Jar Binks is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of both his viewing prowess makes him.